This is a Heaton Events podcast. I've been talking to Ian Parnell. Ian's an accomplished climber and mountaineer. He's climbed the Eiger and Everest with Sir Ranulph Fiennes. He's also a photographer and editor of Climb magazine. He kicked off the Sheffield Adventure Film Festival's series of expert nights. During the interval, I asked him about the first image that inspired him to become a photographer.
It was the first time I ever really heard about mountaineering. It was at a lecture, I guess, a bit like this, and I saw Doug Scott talk about the Ogre, and there was this image of him after he'd fallen off and broken his legs crawling down the mountain. It just looked really gnarly, and I thought, wow, that's amazing. So different than my world, and I wanted to do something like that.
A bit scary at 8 years old. You were inspired by a bloke with bleeding knees, though, Ian.
Yeah, I guess so. Mind you, I mean, we modern-day kids with all their Nintendo gore games and things, maybe not. But no, it was just so different than the world that I was involved in. It just looked so exciting, kind of boy's own adventure, I guess, I wanted to get into that kind of stuff.
The sound of ripping paper behind us is Matt Heaton creating raffle tickets because we've sold so many tickets to your talk tonight. Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, I know we've got an hour and a half here tonight to explain, but can you give people a few tips on what doesn't make a good photo and obviously what that magic, what does make a good picture?
Yeah. I think one of the things I've trying to get over tonight is a lot of the things that are said in photography magazines I kind of disagree with, and there's a lot of emphasis on buying the latest kit, and the reason, obviously, there's pretty obvious reasons why, that because they're their advertisers and therefore it makes sense. But to be honest, cameras are so good nowadays that even the most low budget, bottom of the range digital compact now, you can go out and take brilliant shots with. So that's what doesn't make good photographs, which is technical kit. What does, I think, is it's probably a bit more tricky to explain briefly, but I think two things really. One, I think, is developing your own eye for things, and by that I mean trying to find a different way of looking at climbing or the mountains, because living up here in the Peak District, there's literally hundreds of photographers out taking photographs of the Peak District landscape every weekend, and so, you know, and a lot of the views are probably some of the most photographed views in the world, but there's always an opportunity, I think, to get a slightly different approach to things, and so it's experimenting a bit probably and trusting your own eye. The other thing, it's a very probably simple message really, and it's when you get into the mountains proper, particularly in the winter time, or even in the summer when maybe the weather's not quite so good, is just keep on getting the camera out, because it's those moments when you can capture some pretty special, magical images, I think, moments of drama perhaps, you know, when it's pouring with rain, your lens is getting covered in water droplets and things like that, and you're cursing and you think it's not worth bothering. If you persevere away, you might come away with something that no one else would capture because they've given up and gone home.